KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. It's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is, it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school basketball action around the area last night in boys' hoops, it was Harlan defeating Kemper Catholic 60-54. Creston knocked off Shenandoah 77-24. Stanton over Corning 73-34. Clark beat Bedford 69-46. In girls' hoops last night, Shenandoah over Creston 38-36. Stanton beat Corning 62-49. And Bedford over Clark 44-36. The weekly Associated Press Boys High School Basketball top 10 listings are out. In Class 4A, Iowa City West is number one ranked this week again, with Dubuque Senior, Ankeny, North Scott, and Bettendorf the top five. Western Dubuque, Sioux City East, Valley West Des Moines, Urbandale, and Cedar Rapids Xavier round out this week's top 10. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is the new number one. They move up from number two last week. Solon up a couple of spots to number two. MLC Floyd Valley stays put at number three. Vinton Shellsburg up two spots to number six. Last week's number one, Bishop Heland Catholic, after suffering their first loss of the season, dropped to number five. Pella, Iowa Falls, Alden, Spencer, Grinnell, and Creston round out this week's top 10. Atlantic was fifth last week. They've fallen out of this week's top 10 after suffering their first loss of the season. In Class 2A, Nottoway Valley is the number one team again this week, with Western Christian number two, Des Moines Christian, West Fork, and IKM Manning rounding out the top five. Western Dubuque, MFL Marmac, New Hampton, PCM are the next four, with Hudson and Sheldon tied for 10th in this week's poll. In Class 1A, Danville remains number one, with Storm Lake St. Mary's number two. Harris Lake Park, Lone Tree, and North Iowa are the top five rated teams. Murray is number six. Riverside is up a spot to number seven in this week's poll. The Bulldogs followed by North Tama, Boyden Hall, and Belmont Clemmy in this week's small school top 10. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says he can have four underclassmen in the starting lineup because of the unselfish nature of the veteran players. The Hawkeyes had three freshmen and a sophomore in the starting lineup in Friday's victory over Iowa State. Underclassmen scored 60 of Iowa's 80 points in that win.
You know, you look at three freshmen in the starting lineup, you say, boy, that's great. But it could not be great, because if the upperclassmen don't buy in, it could be an absolute disaster. And we have great chemistry on this team. We have great respect for one another. We pull for one another. And, you know, it really makes it pleasurable for me to coach in that environment.
Guard Anthony Clemens became the third freshman in the starting lineup, and junior Zach McCabe is now coming off the bench. Clemens responded by scoring 14 points and dishing out eight assists against the Cyclones. McCaffrey was asked on the Big Ten teleconference if he's surprised by the play of Clemens.
A lot of times you don't know what you got until they get here. You know, especially in that position, I thought he was a really talented player. I thought he was a really intelligent person. But can you play point guard at this level? You don't know that until you get here. And he thinks the game, and he has great pace to his game. He doesn't panic if they're on a run. He doesn't get carried away with himself if we're on a run. And he's got a real uncanny ability to shoot the ball when we need him to, and pass the ball when we need him to.
Iowa's off this week for final exams. They'll return to action on Saturday against UNI in Des Moines. Well, senior point guard Corey Lucius was supposed to bring stability to Iowa State after transferring from Michigan State. Instead, Lucius has been as inconsistent as any player on the Iowa State roster this season. Lucius has committed 41 turnovers in 10 games, more than any other player from a major conference school in the country. Lucius committed 7 turnovers, or 6 more than his freshman counterpart, Iowa's Anthony Clemens, in an 80-71 loss to the Hawkeyes last week. Third-year coach Fred Hoiberg has put control of his offense in the hands of Lucius, and he isn't about to bail on his senior now. Lucius has shown signs of improvement. He's averaging over 13 points and 7 assists over his last 4 games. Well, Indiana tops the AP men's college basketball poll for the sixth straight week. The Hoosiers are followed in the top 25 by Duke, Michigan, Syracuse, and Florida. Louisville drops a notch to number 6 ahead of Ohio State, Arizona, Kansas, and Illinois. The AP women's poll has Stanford at number 1, followed by Connecticut, Baylor, Duke, and Notre Dame. NBA action last night saw Philadelphia beat Detroit 104-97. Golden State beat Charlotte 104-96. It was Miami a 101-92 winner over Atlanta. San Antonio outscored Houston in overtime 134-126. Dallas over Sacramento 119-96. And Portland beat up on Toronto 92-74. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In football news, three Oregon State players arrested following a fight at a Corvallis bar over the weekend have been suspended from the team. Senior defensive end Rudolph Fafita, junior defensive tackle Mana Rosa, and junior linebacker Dylan Kalanamafi have been arrested and face two counts of fourth-degree assault and one count of second-degree disorderly conduct. Mafi faces an additional charge for misrepresenting his age. Elsewhere in college football news, Western Kentucky has hired Bobby Petrino as its new football coach. The former Arkansas coach replaces Willie Taggart, who left WKU Saturday to become South Florida's coach. Petrino had a 34-17 record at Arkansas, but was fired last spring for what the school called a pattern of misleading behavior following a motorcycle accident that revealed Petrino was having an extramarital affair. Mike McIntyre is leaving San Jose State for a 5-year contract to coach the University of Colorado football team. He's being asked to turn around a program that's had 7 straight losing seasons, including a 1-11 record this year that was the worst in the program's 123-year history. Former UTEP player Sean Kugler is returning to El Paso to become the Miners' next head coach. Kugler is the offensive line coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He replaces Mike Price, who led the Miners for 9 seasons and retired last month. All Big Ten defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins has announced that he'll give up his senior season at Ohio State to make himself available for the 2013 NFL draft. The 6'3", 322-pounder started every game the past 2 seasons. He was 5th in tackles for the Buckeyes this season with 55. Texas Tech says offensive line coach Chris Thompson will serve as interim coach of the Red Raiders for their bowl game this month against Minnesota. Thompson got the nod 2 days after Tommy Tuberville left to take the head coaching position at Cincinnati. In NFL news, Chiefs wide receiver Dwayne Bowe will miss next weekend's game at Oakland with a rib injury, and coach Romeo Crennel said Monday that it's possible Kansas City's leading receiver could be out the rest of the year. Bowe went to the locker room after the first quarter of Sunday's loss in Cleveland with what the team announced as a rib issue. He didn't return. Bowe, who is playing this season on a $9.5 million contract after getting franchised by the Chiefs, is once again leading the team in receptions. He has 59 catches for 801 yards and 3 touchdowns. Crennel said that safeties Abe Elam and Kendrick Lewis, left tackle Brandon Albert, and running back Cyrus Gray will receive treatment before deciding whether they can play against Oakland. The New Orleans Saints are about to get some closure stemming from the NFL's bounty probe of the team. A person familiar with the decision says former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue will rule this afternoon on the latest round of player appeals in the probe and that any potential punishment will be delayed by a week. The person says that delay is designed to give a federal judge in New Orleans the opportunity to rule on pending motions to throw out the suspensions and remove Tagliabue as the appointed arbitrator for these player appeals to the league. That person spoke anonymously to the Associated Press because no rulings have been announced. The NFL's decision to delay potential sanctions for 4 current or former Saints means that linebacker Jonathan Vilma and defensive end Will Smith may play Sunday when New Orleans hosts Tampa Bay. The slumping Baltimore Ravens have fired offensive coordinator Cam Cameron after losing back-to-back games. Cameron had run the team's offense since the start of the 2008 season when Jim Harbaugh took over as head coach, but the Ravens have struggled for consistency this season in both the running and passing game. Former Colts head coach Jim Caldwell assumes Cameron's duties after serving as Baltimore's quarterback's coach. The San Francisco 49ers have suspended running back Brandon Jacobs for the final three games of the regular season after a series of posts on social media sites addressing his lack of playing time. One of those posts during the weekend said he was on this team rotting away. The 30-year-old Jacobs has 5 carries for 7 yards while playing in only 2 games with the NFC West leading Niners. Washington Redskins coach Mike Shanahan says Robert Griffin III has a grade 1 sprain of a ligament in his right knee, but might be able to play in next week's game against the Cleveland Browns. The rookie quarterback was hit at the end of a scramble late in regulation in the Redskins' 31-28 overtime win over the Baltimore Ravens. Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler says he expects to play this week against Green Bay. Cutler left Sunday's loss at Minnesota with a sore neck, but says he got treatment, and unless something drastic happens, he'll be ready to go. Cutler missed a game last month with a concussion. Michael Vick and LeSean McCoy have passed concussion tests and could return to the Eagles' practice once they've been cleared by an independent neurologist. Vick has missed the last 4 games and McCoy the last 3. The Jacksonville Jaguars say coach Mike Mularkey has been released from a hospital after a brief stay that included tests, but the team offered few other details. Mularkey showed up at the practice facility a day after his team's 17-10 loss to the New York Jets and started feeling ill. The Arizona Cardinals have claimed quarterback Brian Hoyer off waivers from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hoyer was with the Steelers for 3 weeks while Ben Roethlisberger was injured. Well, the National Hockey League has eliminated 16 more days from the regular season schedule, and the entire season will be lost if a deal with the Players Association isn't reached soon. The league has now wiped out all games through December 30th. Negotiations between the league and the Players Association broke off last week, but NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly said on Sunday that the sides are trying to restart talks this week. In baseball news, Reds left fielder Ryan Ludwig is staying in Cincinnati. He signed a 2-year, $15 million deal that includes a mutual option for the 2015 season. The 34-year-old batted .275 with 26 homers and 80 RBIs in 125 games last season. When first baseman Joey Votto got hurt at midseason, Ludwig emerged as one of the team's most consistent run producers, helping the Reds win the National League Central for the second time in 3 years. The Detroit Tigers have agreed to a 1-year contract with backup catcher Brian Peña. Peña had a .236 average with a couple of homers and 25 knocked in last season for the Kansas City Royals. The Chicago White Sox say they've agreed to a 3-year, $12 million contract with infielder Jeff Kepinger, who hit a career-high .325 last year with Tampa Bay. The Pittsburgh Pirates have re-signed free agent reliever Jason Grilley to a 2-year contract worth $6.75 million. And the Toronto Blue Jays hired Pat Henkin as their bullpen coach, bringing the Cy Young winner back into the team's coaching ranks. Henkin previously served as Toronto's bullpen coach in 2011. He played 10 seasons in Toronto, winning the Cy Young Award in 1996. And the technology coordinator at the Atlantic High School received a sports award this past weekend. Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein made that announcement during last night's meeting of the Atlantic Board of Education.
Our own Roger Warren this weekend was named by the Iowa Track Association as the Assistant Track Coach of the Year.
All right.
Certainly is congratulations to Roger. Job well done and for the job that you do with our kids. So appreciate that.
Warren's been a longtime teacher and coach with the Atlantic Schools. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.